Hey, friend, I know how this feels, waking up exhausted after multiple trips to the bathroom and feeling embarrassed by sudden leaks. I used to be constantly on edge, searching for a restroom whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Woman. I was skeptical at first, but 2 months in, everything changed. I experienced improved bladder control. No more heart-stopping moments when I laugh or sneeze. Less urge to go. Deeper and more restful sleep. I finally felt like myself again, confident and in control. Better Woman is natural, effective, clinically tested, and trusted by women for over 25 years. Ready to take back your control? Head over to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Uses directed, individual results may vary. Hey, friend, I know how it feels, waking up exhausted after multiple trips to the bathroom and feeling embarrassed by sudden leaks. I used to be constantly on edge, searching for a restroom whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Woman. I was skeptical at first, but 2 months in, everything changed. I experienced improved bladder control. No more heart-stopping moments when I laugh or sneeze. Less urge to go. Deeper and more restful sleep. I finally felt like myself again, confident and in control. Better Woman is natural, effective, and trusted by women for over 25 years. Ready to take back your control? Head over to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Uses directed, individual results may vary.
Welcome to Don't Talk to Strangers, a true crime podcast. We are your hosts, Hannah Elizabeth
and Kate Mitchell. This is a place where you can find true crime tales, morbid mysteries, and all things spooky.
We are two Scousers with a true crime and red wine passion. Expect wine reviews, Scouse banter, and much more.
Our podcast does include graphic content and explicit language. Discretion is advised.
So grab a bevy, it's about to get heavy.
So I am Hannah Elizabeth.
And I am Kate Mitchell.
And this is
Don't Talk to Strangers. Whoop, episode one.
Yeah, oh my God. So welcome to our first ever.
Hey, friend. I know how it feels, waking up exhausted after multiple trips to the bathroom and feeling embarrassed by sudden leaks. I used to be constantly on edge, searching for a restroom whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Woman. I was skeptical at first, but 2 months in, everything changed. I experienced improved bladder control. No more heart-stopping moments when I laugh or sneeze. Less urge to go. Deeper and more restful sleep. I finally felt like myself again, confident and in control. Better Woman is natural, effective, and trusted by women for over 25 years. Ready to take back your control? Head over to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Uses directed, individual results may vary.
Podcast episode. Yes. We are so excited to finally bring this to you because we've been talking about it and planning it for so long, haven't we, Kate?
Literally, like, months. We've sat in, the amount of times we've sat in Hannah's kitchen.
Saying, oh my God, we should do that.
Yeah, and then the idea came to life.
Because we both, you know, Kate will come round to mine probably once a week. Anyway, we'll have a red wine and we will literally just sit there and end up talking about serial killers. So
literally the topics that we cover and talk about is not normal.
It's deep. And whenever we're in the car or when, you know, if I'm cooking, we have true crime podcasts on. So one day we were just like, hey, we need to do that, you know?
Literally. We were sat there going, like, we talk anyway, so, like, what would be the difference is just having a microphone in front of us. and then it's done.
With our glass of red.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so that's how, you know, the idea of to strangers was born.
Yeah.
So basically, it's two mates talking about true crime, drinking red wine, discussing topics all around true crime, murder, paranormal, all these different topics that we love.
Everything gory.
Yes, because Hannah loves the gore. but we decided, like, the format we're going to have, we're going to have a different bottle every week.
Yeah.
Discuss the... The thing is, right, we're not wine experts, are we?
Not at all. Like, I literally hate white, hate rosé, love any red. Like, to be honest, there's probably two reds I've drank that I don't like.
Yeah.
And I'll drink it anyway. I love a red, so, and Kate loves a red.
See, I am, again, I'm not a wine expert, but I actually do like rosé and white, but red is, like, the go-to, so.
Oh, it's the go-to. And
absolutely.
We just love sitting there getting pissed, don't we? Like,
yeah, talking about shit.
The red.
But then that's where we thought, well, how can we make this part of the podcast? So we just thought, well, every week, we'll get a new bottle of wine,
yeah,
and we'll discuss it, so.
While we're having the wine. Tasting the wine for you.
For yous, and we can give you a good recommendation. As I say, it's not a proper review about the notes and the body and all that.
Because we haven't really got a clue, but
no.
We'll just tell you how it's going down.
Yeah, and what the bottle says.
It always goes down.
But yeah, we'll do that weekly, just like a little bit of an introduction to the episodes.
And we were actually going to call our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
One day, on one of these piss nights, we were sitting there and we were like, what could we call our podcast? And Kate goes, something about true crime, and I was like, and something about red wine, and I was like, oh my god, true crime and red wine, it's the best name ever.
Yep, and I went and bought the domain name, I went and got the, made a email, got the Instagram.
I'm literally going around to all my mates going, oh yeah, true crime and red wine, can't
honestly,
wait.
We started making a logo, like I was fully.
It's got a ring to it as well.
Yeah, true
like,
crime and red wine.
Sick. Like, I still even say it to me fella, like when we're talking, I go, oh, tonight, babe, but true crime and red wine. And,
yeah,
you know
and that,
I mean?
And we can still say that, but...
But...
We then found a podcast already called that
absolute
in America.
Absolute bitches, like, we're fuming.
And the thing is, they haven't posted for ages and whatever, but we just didn't know and it's fine. So we it's fine, we can adapt, we're very adaptable. So then we changed it and obviously had a brainstorm about what else we could call it. We had an extensive list. We had an extensive list of all different ideas.
Yeah.
But we ended up on... Don't talk to strangers.
Yeah, because it sounds creepy in that.
sounds creepy in that.
But, you know, true crime and red wine can be our slogan.
Yeah, well,
it's
yeah,
called.
It's on the Instagram.
It's on the, it's
and we've got a couple of slogans.
Bio,
yeah, but it's on our bio. It's what we do.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is don't talk to strangers and that's what we're rolling with. And we've got our logo. You know, I've now bought this domain name and got the email and we're ready to roll. So if anyone else has got a podcast called Don't Talk to Strangers, I'm sorry, but it's too late now.
We can't be asked changing.
No,
again.
I did search on different like hosting websites and nothing came up, but we'll see.
So Kate's like the one behind this that's really good on all the, you know...
Wait, what are you going to say?
No, I'm going to say Kate's the brains behind this. Like, she's sick at researching things and knowing how to... with fucking laptop, because I bought a laptop just to do this and I have got no idea how to work this Mac thing.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm doing. Like, Kate knows all this, you're good at all this kind of stuff, aren't you?
Well, I mean, the thing is, I like learning. That's as like, I just do like learning, and if I can figure out how to do it myself, I will. I might regret that down the line. when I'm like looking at this software that to record this on is an absolute minefield.
My mind's blowing looking at it. I'm thinking, it looks like one of them heart rate things.
Yeah, yeah, literally. And you can change it to, like, all sound waves, and I don't understand it. But we've got it going, so it's fine. We're here. We're recording, and it's now all systems go. So,
and just to let you know, on most episodes, like, on the other episodes, we won't be chatting all shit that you don't want to hear about us. But just because it's the first episode, we're chatting a bit of shit, letting you know.
We want to let you know about us. And obviously our personalities and stuff will come across anyway.
Yeah.
And like, we will interject, that's the right way, but we will have things that are relevant to the stories when we're talking and we'll have our opinions and stuff like that. But yeah, Hannah's right, we're not going to have us chatting every single week.
On the intros.
About absolute shit. It's going to be about wine, then we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of the cases.
Yeah.
So, as I said, we will throw in some kind of paranormal stuff. Now, I'm not going to lie, I like true crime.
She gets shit scared.
I like true crime. I like serial killers do not scare me. Murderers don't scare me. But paranormal stuff, absolutely, like, to my core,
yeah,
terrifies me. So I will not be researching about exorcisms and people getting possessed and, like,
demons. She won't
demons.
Even let me play the Exorcist theme tune. She won't even let me play Tubular Bells.
No. So that can be Hannah's horrors. She can do the paranormal stuff and I will happily listen and let her research and get the bad vibes. She's got a Ouija board, which is in her house currently, and it gives me chest pains knowing there's an actual Ouija board here. But that's
I'm just a freak.
For another day, I'm sure. Do the wine. So today.
I was just going to, before the wine, I was just going to say a little bit about the paranormal thing.
Go on.
Just because, so I'm a Pisces. I'm always throwing that
there
in there.
There we go.
I'm into all me supernatural. Since I was a kid, I've just always been drawn to anything supernatural, spooky, witchcraft, the occult, anything scary, ghosts, Ouija boards, anything like that. I love all spiritual things as well, you know, but I've always been fascinated with it. And and basically when I was about, I couldn't even tell you, but as long ago as I can remember, when I was like a tiny, tiny kid, me auntie, I used to go and sleep over at my auntie Esther's. So Est, if you're watching this, this is all because of you, babe.
You're the reason.
Yeah, I used to go and sleep in our Esther's, and she used to, like, she loves horrors and she loves serial killers, and she got me into all the horror films, which I still love, like, today. Mm-hmm. I'm the biggest horror geek, by the way. I'm obsessed with horror films. And, our Esther got me into it. She used to buy me true crime, big serial killer books when I was about 8. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've been obsessed with it for ages. And I think, you know what's funny about it is, a lot of people, you know, some people think you're a bit of a weirdo if you love things like that, but there's so many people that are interested in it.
Yeah, and it's mostly females.
Like, it actually is.
Like,
it
loads of men go, like, what? Like, when I was telling my mum went, ooh, and my dad went, what do you mean?
Yeah.
You're going to talk about true
crime.
But
I think it's because deep down, sorry if there's any fellas listening, but I mean, loads of fellas that, you know, I've been with and stuff like that, they don't want to watch a horror film, they don't like true crime. I think it's because deep down, men are a bit more pussies than us. I'm sorry.
I mean, saying how it is, I was thinking, where's this going?
Yeah, no, I genuinely do.
Don't get me wrong, there's loads of men that do like it.
That do like it.
But from, like, me listening to, like, other podcasts and as I've done, like, research on it and, like, building up to this point and all, like, the... Even, like, my degree, I did criminology.
How sick is this, by the way? Like, this fascinates me.
No, I mean, it wasn't what I thought it would be, I'm not going to lie. It was very interesting, and the certain modules you did were sick. Some of them were not so good, but everything's female. Yeah. These are the ones that got, like, the fascination with it, but...
I find a lot of girls are, like, proper interested in it, but it's harder to find a fella that is as much as us,
yeah. And that's the thing, like, I think for me... With you just mentioning how you got into it, mine was more from my memory, and like, is CSI. Like, honestly, watching CSI, and I don't know what age it was, but it's been around for years. Maybe I remember not being allowed to watch it because it was on at 9.
Yeah.
And my mum and dad would be like, no, it's bedtime. And I'd be like, please, Horatio Caine. And like, I remember really, really getting into it. And I used to say when I was a kid, I want to be a pathologist, and I didn't know what it meant, obviously, like,
it's
when you look into it.
Your experience that you've had, because you've worked in the morgue
I did work experience in Liverpool Royal Morgue, and got to watch, like, post-mortems and, like, just ask stupid questions, basically, and then I worked in the coroner's court. If this was all work experience, like, everyone else went to work in, like, a nursery or a... hair, a salon, and I was like, I'm going to the coroner's court. And then, like, I just got to look at crime scene photos and stuff, and
I absolutely loved it.
So, yeah, I think mine's been more on that side. Don't get me wrong, spooky stuff does interest me. Like, I remember years ago there was a website,
can't think what it's called, but it all had like ghost pictures on it.
Sick.
And I'd like sit and look through. You definitely would have been on it. And I was like looking through ghost pictures, but then I would scare myself and like go into myself and like in my room imagine all these ghosts, and like that's why that bit freaks me out a bit.
Yeah.
And then all about possession and demons. That's just I don't play around with that because it's absolutely
me
real.
Me too. I'm like a adrenaline junkie, so for me, it gives being scared of something. Is like an adrenaline.
Yeah, it is.
And for me, I'm not being like I've got the big balls over here, but where I'm into a lot of horror and stuff, I live on my own, obviously with my baby, and I will sit in bed with the lights off, watching a horror film, watching every serial killer documentary under the sun. Some people say to me, "God, I don't know how the hell you do that."
Yeah.
But because it takes a lot to scare me.
Yeah.
Paranormal stuff does scare me. That's why I like it, because
I also wouldn't go
gives
that
me the buzz.
I don't know. I just wouldn't go into pure. I wouldn't have a Ouija board in my wardrobe upstairs, honey. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've got like a morbid curiosity about it all.
Yeah,
but that's where it gets like
the thing
it stops.
For me is, when I used to be obsessed with the Osbournes, and they're all gothy and sick, and I remember they had a Halloween party and there was a Ouija board as the centrepiece, and I was like, right, shit, I need to do this.
Yeah.
And every Halloween I put a black tree up on, like the 1st of October, I have the Ouija planchet in the middle. I go, isn't Halloween just my thing, Kate? I love it. So this year I put the Ouija as the centrepiece, and Kate did actually say, she went, you know what? It looked amazing.
So
I'm one of these,
you
know, if you tell me I shouldn't touch it and I shouldn't do that, why? I need to know all about it. I need to know why.
Yeah.
It'll just fascinate me, so.
Okay. I don't blame you, hon. So I think actually this is a good point just to explain how we're mates as
mm-hmm.
well. So in 2018, I worked for an agency that was like a social media talent agency, and
talent, babe.
You are talent.
You've got the talent.
What talents have you got?
Get my tits out of it, baby, now.
No, I'm joking, that was mean.
Since I left school, everyone, I've been a glamour model, a Playboy bunny, I'm a lad mag girl.
Yeah,
that's
to be
my
fair.
Talent, babe.
And it's mad because I didn't know that, like, you actually went to the same school, but obviously Hannah's a little bit older than me, so like I didn't know who she was, but then obviously I knew her from like Love Island, and then obviously our agency like represented her, so
mm-hmm.
like my job was to get her work for like social media, like brand endorsements and
yeah.
what you see people doing on Instagram these days. So we spoke every day, but like on WhatsApp. And we obviously kind of got mates, but it was just
I was probably doing a Reddin voice note now.
Well, yeah, because she loves a voice note. But it was kind of just to that level, really. We got on, obviously. But then one day, a dog food company emailed me and was like, right, I need some clients. I need someone who's obviously got a dog to promote this dog food. So I was like, right, okay. And I knew a couple that had, and I was like, I'll ask Hannah. So WhatsApped Hannah, it was like 8 o'clock at night, and said, listen, we've got a dog. She was like, yeah, bam, bam. So I was like, amazing. And then...
by the way, just to add, that's from Jackass, Bam Margera, not the Flintstones.
Oh, yeah. I love that. You have to...
always throw that in there.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, and then we started talking about our dogs, and I sent a picture of my dog, Jeffrey, and was like,
oh, my God.
This is my dog. And you were like, oh, my God, he's gorgeous. What's his name? So I said, oh, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, my, the sausage dog, by the way, he's a sausage
dog. And she voice noted me and went, babe, what? Jeffrey Dahmer, as in the serial killer. And I was like, oh my God, you know who it is? Because I call him JD for sure, because obviously I can't be like shouting in the park, Jeffrey Dahmer, because it's obviously...
People think you're a freak.
Yeah. And then like some people go, is it for Jack Daniels? And I go,
yeah.
But it's absolutely not. He's Jeffrey Dahmer Mitchell I, like, that's his title.
Him.
So,
and wasn't he going to be Ted Bundy?
He was going to be called Bundy, yeah.
Oh my God.
So I've always said, if I get a second one, it'll be Bundy. But anyway, so we obviously got Gabbin over that, because she was like, you like serial killers? I was like, yeah, do you? And I never in a million years from knowing Hannah, Hannah Instagram, would have thought that she would be interested in like the same things as me.
Surprises, babe.
Yeah, and then then it turns out she lived around the corner from me,
literally,
and then
5 minutes.
Literally, and then it was I said about helping you create content, you know, like take your pictures, and then you were like, oh, come round for a red. Didn't get any work done. We just chatted shit about all our serial killer topics and stuff,
literally.
And then that was how our friendship was born.
And it's mad, isn't it, that we just got on so sick.
Like,
and that's how we bonded it over. It was.
Jeffrey Dahmer. Well, just over and our love for true crime.
We'll have to show you the picture of Jeffrey Dahmer, by the way.
Oh, yeah, he's our little mascot, so he'll be featured.
We need to get him, like, a vest with him, Don't Talk to Strangers.
When we get
on
our merch.
Yeah, we are dropping merch, by the way. At one point, we are.
Yeah, I was going to say, not right now. Let's just see if we get more than one listener that aren't our mums.
We'll have Jeff Dahmer with the T-shirt on. I can't wait.
So,
what wine are we on tonight, by the way?
So, you've got...
I've got it here, obviously, I have. This is called... So, this, everyone, is the cheap wine from the Bargain Moose. Or you can get it in any old garage. It's called...
And I think in supermarkets. I think I've seen it around.
It's called I Heart Wines, I Heart Merlot. And it's actually dead cute because it's got a heart at the top of the bottle, which is dead pretty. It's obviously a Merlot. It's soft and it's smooth.
Ooh.
Let me tell you a bit about it. It's going down lovely. So the fella, he said it was £6 something. He went, do you want 2 for £10? And I went, no, it's all right, mate, because I'll end up drinking the two. Big mistake. Come home. Drank 2 glasses and I'm thinking, no, we should have fucking got the 2 for £10.
Yeah, but it's a good...
I was trying to be good.
Yeah, no, I'm driving, so I'm having a glass.
I always end up ordering on the Uber Eats, don't I?
Yeah, and pays about £25 for the £5 bottle of wine. But that's the thing, like, we record in Hannah's, so, like, I'm always driving unless it's, like, a weekend where I'll get a taxi and I'll have a few drinks. But I have self-control. This one over here does not.
The red goes down too easily for me. So this one is called I Heart Merlot. It's soft and smooth, medium-bodied, with lovely black-free flavours. Says try drinking it along with red meat, creamy pasta, or enjoy on its own, which we are.
I was going to say, that is us.
And that's about it.
Well, there you go, £6.
It's fit, to be honest.
£6 from the Bargain Booze.
2 for the £10.
2 for the £10. Can't go wrong.
And there you go, we're on the Merlot.
Enjoy.
So. Oh, so we need to say what case are we starting with and why?
Right, so
well,
I think...
it's pretty obvious why.
I think we can all guess which episode we're going to cover, and it is... Jeffrey Dahmer!
The big Jeffrey thing!
Now, this is going to be a two-parter, just because, obviously, it's a huge case, and
we've
obviously discussed about, like, how... We want to go into detail so that it's interesting for yous, but we also don't want to bore yous with too much of, like, the... Not saying that it's not important information, because obviously it's a huge, huge case with obviously lots of victims, and we want to make sure that we're, like, doing the story justice. But, you know, we thought splitting into two episodes, because obviously we've talked a lot at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then we'll finish it off next week, we'll get part two. And then, as I say, each week will be a different case.
Yeah.
Bigger cases will be maybe two-parters, or some of maybe three-parters. It just depends.
So, I mean, we, without being sick, and when I say this, it's not in that way, you'll get what I mean, but we absolutely love this case, don't we? Like, Jeffrey Dahmer, this is our favourite, but without being a sly ass.
Yeah, we're not, it's not our favourite because we love him, and we think, well, we say we love him, we will say,
I know,
we will say, like, oh, we love Jeff, no, like, you've got to, we love the, like, fantasy around it, even though it's obviously very real. We love just how it makes us feel knowing about this story and all the different details. So when we're saying things like, oh my god, that's sick, and we're laughing, it's more just about the story.
Yeah, and for any listeners that obviously, I suppose, aren't from Liverpool,
our banter
is, you know...
Not that we're explaining ourselves, I don't think we need to, but...
No.
Our banter is very kind of blunt, very sarcastic. If you don't get sarcasm, this is not the podcast for you.
We love, like, Jeff is our favourite case, isn't it? We always talk about it. It's so fucked up.
It's horrific.
Like, it's horrific. It's fucked up. It's mind-blowing.
But it's so interesting.
And I think that... I'm going to shut up in a minute. But I think the thing with serial killers, which blows my mind, and everyone else who loves true crime will agree, is it's just understanding, like,
how a person can
do that and think like that. So Jeff is just so fascinating.
And it's also fascinating because he's got a little mixture of everything that's bad in the world. So, like... It's, you know, the way sometimes it's like cut and dry, he stabbed people or he raped people because of control and his urges or whatever. He had everything, didn't he?
Yeah.
And it was just, it's just such a bizarre one in a million case that we'll never do it justice, I don't think, ever. We could go on about this for hours and hours and hours and hours.
You could do like six episodes and still not get into how fucked up it was. So obviously, probably a lot of you listening have heard of Jeffrey Dahmer in this case, but after this, you need to go and watch any documentary. Yeah. We'll list them.
There's loads on YouTube. There's documentary. The Dahmer Files is really, really good. Even
Dahmer
just,
on Dahmer.
Yeah, even if you just literally Google it, there's so many interesting. And I got this off like the internet, Wikipedia, even different documentaries.
As well,
yeah,
like he's full on interviews.
Before he was killed, there were so many interviews that he did when he was just dead honest. He didn't try and lie. He didn't try and cover anything up. He was just like, "This is who I am," and it's amazing. So I think on that note, amazing. You know what I mean? So I think on that note, we should
get
going
into it. Sorry for chatting shit. Let's go.
No, I don't apologize. So grab a bevy.
It's about to get heavy.
That makes you cringe, but I love it.
No,
right. So we're taking this over to the US of A.
Ooh.
I mean, I feel like the USA are boss at creating some fucked up.
I feel like, because it's so big. There's so many fucked up things that happen there. It's like
bizarre.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's in the US of A. We will mix it up, by the way, and keep, you know, different cases international with the UK and stuff like that. But right now, we're in Milwaukee.
We're going with the big hitters.
Yeah. This is Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So, Jeffrey Lionel Dahmer was born in Wisconsin on May 21st, 1960. Which makes him a what?
Oh my God, I don't know.
May.
I'm not that good at the stars.
This is Pisces tattoo, but I'm a Pisces.
He's a Gemini. Yeah, I'm sure he's a Gemini.
He's a Gemini.
And if I'm correct, look, I'm not the best at star signs, but I'm absolutely obsessed with reading mine. I'm sure that makes him a Gemini, if I'm correct, from research. And Gemini are, you know, known to obviously have split personalities, be really, like...
Are they the narcissistic ones?
Narcissistic. I think they can be, you know, a little bit controlling. They're also, as well, really good at, like, being the life and soul of the party. They come across really sociable, which obviously is Jeff, you know.
In a way. Across, I mean, he's shy, but he came across
as a normal...
Yeah, like he was going partying and pulling men, so...
Yeah.
He must have had some air about him and some confidence to do that, so... Well, yeah, as you've established, he's a Gemini, we think.
I'm going to, on the second episode, I'm going to look a bit more into that.
So, he was born, as I say, in 1960 to Lionel and Joyce Dahmer. From all accounts, Dahmer was a happy child who enjoyed typical toddler activities.
Yeah.
His parents recalled him to be normal when he was growing up, but teachers did mention that they had worries that he was a neglected child due to him being withdrawn and reserved.
Okay.
Now...
But there was never in his childhood any, like, abuse.
No.
Because a lot of these people do come from, like, a horrible background and...
Where they've mentioned neglect, like, neglect is the worst thing. Like, between certain ages, before, like, your brain's fully developed, there's a certain age where if you're neglected, it can really, really affect you mentally. So, but teachers mentioned...
There was no, like, horrific, like, abuse or...
No.
Sexual abuse.
Yeah, as I said, they had some worries that he was a neglected child due to him being withdrawn and reserved. This was reported to be somewhat true, as his dad, Lionel, would work away a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He was studying a chemistry degree, and his mum, Joyce, was often bedridden with numerous different illnesses. So I think she was known as a bit of a hypochondriac, with numerous different illnesses that, as I say, had him in bed for weeks on end, then
and
she'd be up and out.
And just outlining us, obviously, trying to graft and get the dough living, in, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So, later, said the marriage had its struggles and there were times of extreme tension.
Mm-hmm.
You pick up on tension, you pick up on vibes.
Yeah,
so, he might have been very stressed as a young kid. Obviously, his dad was away a lot, making relationships bond and that kind of thing.
Well, I mean, this is just my opinion, but that's not really enough, is it,
to send someone
off that way?
No. But when he was six, this is when the smaller issues kind of started to show. He underwent a surgery for a hernia which weirdly I did too when I was young, but I don't know what age, maybe four, don't know.
That's nuts.
But I'm not Jeff, so let's, anyway. but his personality began to change from a jubilant social child to a loner who was uncommunicative and withdrawn. Mm-hmm. So that obviously backs up the school reports. Yeah. His facial expressions were noted to be transformed from like a sweet childish smiles. He smiles.
Smiles.
Childish smiles to blank and emotionless stare.
Right.
And that's a look that remained with him throughout his life. It was also when he was six that his parents were worried that he would how he would react to the birth of their second mm-hmm. son.
Yeah.
They let Jeff choose his brother's name. He came up with David.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He came up with David.
If like I'd never do that.
Why?
I mean, I suppose you could. No, but when think you when you cute,
but when you're six, it's not like you're gonna. I mean, what names do you know? Then you can't come up with something like.
You could think of a show name where they'd be like, no.
Yeah, but then you just go, oh, we can't do that. We can't do that. Sorry, sorry, Jeffrey. but he came up with David. Both parents were happy with that, and they went with it. So then David was born.
Aww.
So, whilst this was all going on, though, Jeff was developing a fascination, which is quite random, but with bones.
Mm-hmm.
And he often was curious about how they fit together. And this actually began when he was four, but it started to develop more and more around the age of six. So there was a time when he was clearing out the underneath of his house. You know the way, like, in America?
Yeah,
they have, like those...
What are they called? Sleeping...
What do you mean? Like a patio? Not a patio.
It's like a wooden thing and it's underneath, isn't it?
Well, like, the houses are kind of raised.
Yeah.
And it's just got, like, crawl space underneath.
That's it. Shit. I don't know what's under there. What would you put under there?
I don't know. Well, they were clearing it out, so I imagine things obviously collecting their leaves.
Shit. I don't
twigs,
know.
Twigs, I don't
brush,
know.
Isn't
brush, yeah. So he was clearing it out with his dad, Lionel, and they came across some animal bones.
Hey, friend. I know how it feels, waking up exhausted after multiple trips to the bathroom and feeling embarrassed by sudden leaks. I used to be constantly on edge, searching for a restroom whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Woman. I was skeptical at first, but 2 months in, everything changed. I experienced improved bladder control. No more heart-stopping moments when I laugh or sneeze, less urge to go, deeper and more restful sleep. I finally felt like myself again, confident and in control. Better Woman is natural, effective, and trusted by women for over 25 years. Ready to take back your control? Head over to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Uses directed, individual results may vary.
Now, Jeff, as I say, was made up with seeing these bones, and when his dad was emptying them into like a bucket,
yeah,
the clinking noise that the bones made go fall into the bucket, Jeff was just like mesmerized by it, and he was really fascinated and started asking lots of questions, and that's when it really, really began.
If my kid did that, I would think that was a bit.
Well, I don't know, because I remember my brother, right? And I think it was Adam, in my nan's back garden, was playing and found a bird
mm-hmm.
that was like half dug, like they must have buried the bird, and he dug it up and was like, look. And I remember he had it in a celebrations box.
My God.
And I remember it was in his wardrobe. Like, honestly, I vividly remember this.
Oh my God.
Remember him having bones or like a fox. Oh, I can't remember what it was, but like, he's obviously not a serial killer, but that was just, he was just a lad, like a young kid.
Yeah.
And was like, wow, bones. But this started maybe as a bit of a curiosity thing.
And his dad was obviously, Lina was what, a scientist?
A chemist. He was studying chemistry for his degree. So, well, it says here, like, you'll notice how that is relevant mm-hmm. in a minute. But what he'd start to do is, he'd start to collect roadkill. So in America, where they lived in...
I've just got wine in my eye. Sorry.
Don't, that's fine, you sort yourself out. Started collecting roadkill, he cut them up, he'd keep them in jars,
mm-hmm.
and then he moved on to the neighbourhood dog.
Ugh,
now, he didn't kill the dog, thank God. He found it that it was already dead.
Yeah.
But he did then cut off the dog's head, nailed the body to a tree.
Oh, I'm horn. It's going a little bit too far.
Strange,
now.
Yeah.
Didn't he have a shed with all this in?
Oh, yeah. He kept all of his findings in, as I say, they were in jars, and he had a little shed in the outhouse, in the back garden. And that's where he would...
Must have stunk, really, mustn't it?
Well, I don't know. I think, well, roadkill, it depends on what level of how dead they've been. Like, if they're decomposed and they've gone away, it's just bones and he wouldn't smell.
I can't believe he cut the dog's head off.
No, I know, that's heavy.
To be honest, I know you're saying about finding bones and it's a curiosity thing, but cutting off a dog's head, that's like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's next level.
That's like a brutal thing to go through. But
as we'll find more and more times, it's a classic sign of someone turning into some sort of... whether it's a serial killer or having some sort of mental problems moving on, is messing with animals as kids. Mm-hmm. Bedwetting, head injury. There's so many different things that we'll cover. And he's got some of the classic signs to watch out for, essentially. Now, Lionel also remembered Jeff asking him what would happen if he boiled the bones. And although this is odd, kids are odd anyway, but Lionel thought this might be following in his footsteps, getting into chemistry. So, well, he wasn't wrong. He wasn't wrong in that sense, because we'll soon find out why the chemistry is relevant moving forward with later on down the line when we get into the murders. So, with a mention in that, Lionel bought Jeff a chemistry set for him to start with his own experiments. So fast forward a few years, Jeff is being the weird bone kid and stuff, but he started then to develop dark urges. He started to have dark urges about boys, and these involve submission, violence and death. So as we can see, it's escalating. It's like a bit of bone interest. Then he started getting the roadkill. Then he started experimenting with the bones and chopping dog's head off. Then the urges and the dark fantasies started coming in. So he's obviously
creeping in.
Yeah, he's going through a lot, and obviously at a very, very young age. So while he's in school, Jeff started to drink. And this is to block out the dark thoughts, which is mad, because being in school, going through puberty, being a kid in general, is a lot. So, like, especially being a boy. In America, they're all mixed schools. Like, we went to an only girls' school, but, like, imagine being a teenager anyway, he's a bit strange. Plus having all these dark thoughts, plus having a shed full of bones. He's obviously going through a lot, so he drank.
And he's probably feeling weird, isn't he?
He's very self-aware.
As we'll
kind of get on, and if you watch any of the documentaries and the interviews, he's very, very self-aware. So obviously he's going through a lot in high school, having these fantasies, and then one day he just started to fixate on a jogger. So this was a man who used to run past his house every day, same time every day.
Oh yeah, the jogger.
And he fixated on this jogger. He then started to have thoughts of attacking the jogger, raping him, and just taking it again further than what it needed to be, but what it ever should be. One day, he actually built up the courage to attack the jogger.
Oh my God, yeah.
He hid with a baseball bat, but for some mad turn of events, that day the jogger didn't run past.
Oh my God, I wonder if the jogger...
We need the jogger on this podcast.
We need the jogger to come forward. Like, the jogger, do you reckon he's heard all this?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Ran past that friggin' bush every day.
Yeah, and he was hitting it with a baseball bat.
And one day...
He might have twisted his ankle or anything. He could have been called into work. Could have happened. Anything could have happened.
How mad and lucky is that?
I know.
Do you think he would have actually gone through with it?
Well, yeah. If he was there, absolutely, he was ready. He had a baseball bat. He took the next. He took the steps.
Yeah.
If this fantasy, he's taking it now to the next step. He's got a weapon.
Reality.
He's hiding. He's waiting. And he doesn't turn up. So from that, Jeff was obviously just rotten in school all the time.
I can't believe he was rotten.
Being a loner, he used to have a styrofoam, which is our version is polystyrene, but they say styrofoam in America, cup, which would have like whiskey in it. And he'd say to people, it's my medicine. And like, was just in school being a bit mad.
How did he not get like thingied for that?
No, Sister Anne-Marie would have sniffed out that whiskey.
Sister Anne-Marie.
She was our head teacher.
By the kilt.
Yeah, she would have got our kilt and literally got that ale out of our hands. But
oh my God, he was rotten.
His schoolmates remember him as being awkward, but then also kind of bit of a show off. Like he'd do mad things, but it was just to make people laugh. Like he
in the film, I did see
My Friend Dharma.
Yeah. But we didn't really like that film, did we?
In the ship, but it's a good example because he'd be stood there in the hallway
and just like
and go
just do mad things. So all the kids thought he was like a bit of a freak, but a bit funny. Do you know, and like you would laugh at him.
Yeah, and he'd fake seizures and. He'd just do things.
He'd probably buzz off that, you know, getting an attention. Kids do that if they are a bit of a, you know, getting the attention.
Yeah.
However they're getting it, if the other kids are laughing at him,
he'd just being a bit he'd of a buy weirdo, into it and think they think
do it more and more and more.
And that to the point though, you're right. To the point, they'd call it doing a dharma. So like when someone would do something stupid or funny, they'd be like, "Oh, he's doing a dharma." So we even got a nickname. But as I say, he'd fake seizures, make loud noises, just. Being a bit generally
didn't he say
a bit
he was
weird.
Like, or was it on a documentary or something? He'd just like start barking in the middle of the class.
No, he'd do the like most bizarre things. Yeah. But
he was rotten as well.
Exactly. So at the end of high school, Lionel and Joyce end up getting divorced.
Oh.
And Lionel moved out.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff graduated in May of that year, and this is where it all started to get a little bit more fucked up.
Yeah.
A few months after graduation, Jeff ended up living alone. So what happened was his dad moved out, but then also his mum moved out and took the younger brother.
And just left him, didn't she?
But Lionel didn't realise this. So he was living in the house alone. So obviously Jeff...
Why would she do that?
I think she... I think it's clear to say, or fair to say, that there was issues with her.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Her focus was David, who was obviously a few years younger. She took off with him. The dad moved out, so Jeff was left alone. So... He was buzzing, in a way, to be able to live, do what he wants, drink all the time. But this is, as I say, when it starts to, like, really, really escalate. Mm-hmm. Jeff committed his first murder literally a few months after graduating. He picked up a hitchhiker, which is... I want to say that's your first mistake, being a hitchhiker, but it's the 70s and... You know, it was much more accepted to hitchhike then.
It's such a horror film cliche, isn't it? It's like, do not be a hitchhiker. Like, you know.
But as I say, back then, the 70s, America's so big, that's how you got about. If you wanted to go to a different state, you'd go, hi, truck driver.
No one's called me.
We wouldn't now, obviously, in 2021. Fucking hell, you can't even go to a club without getting a needle in your back. But.
Oh my God, it's.
That's
so
another topic.
People
who are not from the UK, you won't know what we're talking about. But. People are getting spiked with needles now. Anyway. Picked up a hitchhiker. The hitchhiker was called Stephen Mark Hicks. He was on his way to a rock concert. Jeff offered him to go back to his place, drink a few beers, listen to some music before the show.
What a prick.
Well, no, we don't. Well, yeah, he is, but
no,
I mean...
No, not Stephen, Jeff.
No, I know, but...
It's sly.
So, of Jeff... is living alone. He's made up to have a guy back with him. They've continued this for a few hours, having a good time, drinking beers, listening to music, like I say. But then when Mark wanted to leave, Jeff started to worry because he didn't want him to leave. So to stop him from doing so, Jeff hit Stephen, over the head with a 10-pound dumbbell, strangled him while he was unconscious, and then masturbated over the body and did his thing.
So that was his first ever.
Very
like
first
he's
one.
Crossed the line
a few
now.
Months after graduating.
Yeah.
He moved the body into the crawl space under the house, which you discussed.
The crawl space, yeah.
He dissected the body, buried the remains in a shallow grave. Now, a few weeks later, Jeff then dug the body back up, which must have been awful because...
Yeah.
Smell. But he then needed to obviously get rid of this body, so he decided to remove the flesh from the bones... And dissolve it in acid.
And he obviously knew how to do this from his little experiment.
Well, that chemistry set Lionel Ball came in handy, let me tell you.
Lionel's given the friggin' trick.
He then crushed up the bones, because obviously they become brittle, with a sledgehammer and scattered them in the woods behind the house. So obviously this is quite sad, because he didn't have a body to find or, you know, give back to the family.
God.
But that's how he got rid of his first one.
Mm-hmm.
Lionel then visited and discovered that his young son was living there alone. He was only around 18, so his dad was having none of it.
Yeah.
He then moved back in and convinced Jeff to enroll in college and make something of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Aww. Obviously, he got drunk again. As always, lasted 3 months and dropped out.
Yeah.
Lionel then convinced Jeff to join the good old US Army.
Aww.
He joined and was trained as a combat medic based in Germany. Things seemed to be okay, but of course his drinking continued, and within 2 years he was honourably discharged and sent back home. Since all of this has came out about Jeff, and I mean the whole story,
yeah.
Two soldiers have come forward.
Oh, yeah, they have, yeah. Haven't they? And said that he's, like, abused them and stuff.
Well, yeah, two soldiers, well, at least two have come forward saying that they were raped by Jeff. One of them was over a period of 17 months.
What the fuck?
Now, he was in the army for 2 years, so that's, you know, well over a year.
Yeah.
Into nearly a year and a half into his whole kind of career in the army. I've also not mentioned it, but Jeff's well built. He's 6 foot.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big lad.
So he's a built. Big fella, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not kind of, not saying that only big men will rape someone, because little men do, and smaller men will, but that's just something to notice, like his build and his stature. He was six foot, he was built.
He's a big fucker, isn't he?
So, anyway, following his discharge in 1979, he moved back home, but was then quickly arrested for disorderly conduct. So Lionel said it'd be good for him to move in with him, sorry, in with his grandmother.
We can't get our head around this number.
Like, if I started acting out and got into trouble and started doing different things, whether it was drinks, drugs, whatever, my mum categorically would not say, right,
you're going to your nan's, like, you're just wanting to,
like, cute and just like
has cardion and chill, yeah, like, what
baffles me. But
I know it baffles me as well,
but this is obviously what happened. So, as I say, in 1979 he then got convinced to move in with his grandmother,
because how's the nan gonna deal with control that? She's them, obviously older, and he's just going to run riot, which he fucking did.
Absolutely.
In the maddest way possible.
This didn't help his alcoholism. Yeah. As it continued, it then got really, really bad, and he was then arrested again for indecent exposure,
mm-hmm.
which is on two boys who accused Jeff of exposing himself and then masturbating in front of them.
I've said this to you, didn't I? Mm-hmm. Why, you know, I mean, obviously I didn't get all of it, I think this indecent exposure malarkey is so weird, because I don't get it, but they must get something out of knowing that they're not meant to do
it. Yeah, I think it's a thrill. It's like not maybe a fetish. It's like a thrill being like, I've shocked someone. I'm getting pleasure out of their reaction and them being scared and intimidated.
They're not
and,
like, all made up. They're literally thinking, what the fuck, you're a weirdo.
But also, yeah, they probably like, ego away. Like, it's happened to my mate Lauren. Was walking down, this was years and years and years ago. She was in a school uniform and she was walking down Lark Lane, and there was a fella in the car doing the same. And like, we laugh at it, going like, what a weirdo. Like, I remember she told me this not too long ago, and I was like, what? When did this happen to you? And she was like, yeah, I was on Lark Lane. And I was
that
like, but it's assault. Like, that is, it's people seeing, what a weirdo, creepy old man getting his dick out.
Yeah.
But it's assault. Like, it's actually really, really bad. And I can only put it down, there will be a psychological reason behind it. All I can put it down to is some sort of, like, a fetish, having the control that you're there doing what you want, getting pleasure out of it, and someone's scared.
And they can't, like,
stop. They can't stop it, yeah. They can't stop it. They're like, oh, my God. They violated them.
That's it.
In a certain way.
Yeah.
And then...
Vile.
And that's that. But I'll say it's happened to a friend. It's probably happened to a lot of people where you've... And you've probably not even thought too much about it. You've gone, what a weirdo. But it is actually really, really...
Yeah. It's fucking vile.
Really, really bad. So, as I say, we've gone through his kind of childhood, and we're now at the point where he's moved into his nan's.
Oh, my God. Things are going to go downhill.
And I think that is where we'll leave it for now, on episode one.
Well, I know things are going to go downhill just because I know this case so well. Oh, my God.
So, next week... we're going to cover more of Jeff's murders and then moving into his own apartment where he's got
so many,
complete and utter freedom to do absolutely what he wants.
Yeah.
And we'll go into the nitty gritty. So I didn't actually think I did a trigger warning, but next week is a lot heavier. So be warned.
A lot heavier, yeah. There's so many, you know, there's, what do you even cover in it? There's the necrophilia, there's the rape, the
mutilating of a corpse. Oh my God, like,
there's everything.
There's, he's done literally all the top hits. So yeah, I think that's where we'll leave it. So
next week you'll defo have to grab a bevy.
It's absolutely gonna get heavy. So yeah.
Yeah, thanks for listening to our first one. I'm dead excited to do the next one.
And I hope that it made sense. I hope that it, you know, we get a good structure to this. And as I say, it's our first one. We're learning as we go.
We are learning.
It'll probably be a bit cheeky, but we'll get better. So stick with us, please. Be nice to us.
Thank you. And that's why you don't talk to strangers.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, friend. I know how this feels, waking up exhausted after multiple trips to the bathroom and feeling embarrassed by sudden leaks. I used to be constantly on edge, searching for a restroom whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Woman. I was skeptical at first, but 2 months in, everything changed. I experienced improved bladder control. No more heart-stopping moments when I laugh or sneeze. Less urge to go, deeper and more restful sleep. I finally felt like myself again, confident and in control. Better Woman is natural, effective, clinically tested, and trusted by women for over 25 years. Ready to take back your control? Head over to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Uses directed, individual results may vary.